Barbara, you did a fairly major poetry project with Murray Middle School students. Set it up for us like you did for the students.
Okay, the fourth graders that I'm working with at Murray Middle School were coming out of a unit where they had read a book called Crispin, which takes place in the medieval period. And their teacher then brought them in to a project making commonplace books. They did a woodcut type of project, printed it on the front of their books. And then we brought them in to do a unit reading a number of Shakespeare sonnets and then writing sonnets that are inspired by the Shakespeare sonnets. The first sonnet that we work with is Shakespeare's Sonnet 18. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Now let's take a listen to what Cooper, one of our fourth graders, has done with this inspiration.
Shall I compare donuts to the Indiana Pacers? Donuts are better. The Pacers haven't really won. Donuts are a lot of fun. NBA is not fun to watch all night. Donuts are, they have much delight. Going to a Pacers game is overpriced, but donuts are lowly priced. Though Pacers spirit is here every day, and the nearest donut shop is far away. Basketball is fun, but kind of dressy. Donuts, I say, are very, very messy. The Pacers might now be the best. They're best everywhere, not just the East or the West. But I've changed my mind. Donuts are better.
Barbara, that just made me laugh when I heard it the first time. It made me happy.
Oh, yes, it makes me very happy, too. And the way he turns it at the end to donuts. Yeah. But the rhyme, the way he picked up on the way that the rhyme works is just so extraordinary. Really a wonderful example of how these poems can inspire our young writers.
What's next?
What's next is Sonnet 29. When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries and look upon myself and curse my fate. This one, we're going to listen to McKenna, another one of our fourth graders, working from this poem.
One day I was riding my horse and I felt like there was rapid wind all around me. My horse took off. I couldn't control him. I kept slipping and slipping. I fell right into a metal fence. I could feel my horse run right by me. It was painful. Sometimes I can still feel the pain haunting me.
Now, Barbara, that strikes me as a much older person than a fourth grader.
The emotion that she is able to convey there, that last phrase, haunting me, I have to admit, it haunts me. Very, very clever. Yeah.
And it captures the sonnets.
Well, the first part of 29, before it gets to its turn, is talking about that deep emotion that is when we feel that feeling of dread, that feeling of not being able to move beyond the things that are weighing on us. And we've got a fourth grader who is expressing that, expressing those things that weigh on us and that we just can't seem to push away so that we can get back to our happy spot.
Yeah. Yeah. And next?
One of the other sonnets we work with is Sonnet 130, and that's the My Mistress's Eyes Are Nothing Like the Sun, Coral Is Far More Red Than Her Lips Red, the one that ends, And yet, by heaven, I think my love is rare as any she belied with false compare. This one we do a Mad Libs with, and I wish I had one of the Mad Libs for you. They're hilariously funny.
But what's a Mad Lib?
Oh, a Mad Libs where we take out certain words from it, and then you don't know, and I just say, I need a plural noun, and we fill in any plural noun. And they wrote really hilarious ones with that. But the one that I brought is one by one of our fourth graders named Garrett. And I think it really demonstrates what they can do with a poem of this type.
My dog's behavior is nothing like a show dog. Velvet is far more soft than his claws. If snow be white, then his teeth are yellow. If fur be smooth, then forest tree roots grow on its back. I've seen happy tails, wagging tails, and curly tails, but I see no happy, wagging, nor curly tails on him. And in some toys, there are more delight than when you throw a ball and tell him to chase it. I love to hear him bark, yet well I know that music has a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a show dog heel. My dog pulls on the leash, and yet I love him.
Again, I had to laugh because my dogs are nothing like show dogs.
Well, you know, Kate, it's clear from this poem that Garrett understands Shakespeare's sonnet. And what I see over and again with this unit is that fourth graders can read Shakespeare.